Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I am being harassed by at Paul Carr.
Wait, you're not being harassed. You're harassing me.
I'm harassing Paul Carr, who has, unlike the title of his first book, has actually brought something to the party.
I brought a party.
In the shape. Well, you brought a party. You also, well, you didn't really bring a party because you didn't pay for the booze, did you?
No, I didn't.
No. Right. But you did bring lots of your book.
Yes.
Your new book.
The Upgrade. It's called The Upgrade. I'm looking on the cover. A Cautionary Tale of a Life Without Reservations. It's the story of how I gave up everything I owned and decided to live in hotels for the rest of my life. And how I met Kate. And it's the whole...
Doesn't really have that story, does it?
No, it doesn't really. But I love that you just said that because now everybody sort of thinks they know what it is. But yes, no, it doesn't have that story, but it does have many, many other fun stories, some of which you were probably party to.
And how did you meet Kate? By Kate, I mean me.
We were on a panel together, and then we flew back on a plane together and drank gin and tonics together. Then somehow we became friends.
Enough.
That's enough of the story. And we all lived happily ever after.
Okay, and about the book, what's in this book that wasn't in your last... I mean, your last book was, you know, kind of hilarious, but
yeah, so this one doesn't have any jokes. This has no jokes. This one's a very serious book. This one doesn't really... this one tells... You know, this has hotels. The last one didn't really have. This has... it doesn't have any stories of me having business failures because I wasn't stupid enough to start a business this time. It has lots of stories about hairdressers. It has lots of stories about... the time I accused a rear admiral, an American rear admiral, of being a fraudster and tried to steal his medals. And he could have claimed diplomatic immunity and killed me. Rear Admiral Mark Kenny, the head of submarine counterintelligence for the entire US Navy, accused him because he was in the fucking jewel bar in Leicester Square. Who's...
What?
Full dress uniform. I was like, no, that man is just trying to take advantage of American girls. Nope, turns out he's actually Rear Admiral Mark Kenny, close friend of Rudolph Giuliani and... head of submarine counterintelligence.
What the hell was he doing in the jewel bar in Leicester Square?
Apparently he was picking up an award in St. James's and just wanted to get a drink, and that's the first place he ended up. So I nearly stole his medals, but then he showed me his diplomatic passport and the whole thing unraveled.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
So you basically, you sold your place in London and yes. You chose to live in hotels, so you thought that was cheap. Is that really cheap?
Yes, still is. So I was paying £50 a day to live in London. Once you factored in rent, council tax, heatlight power, all that stuff, travel cards, just to leave the house, it's costing me £50 a day. At that time, that was $100. It was $2 to the pound. And I realised that anyone go to Priceline now and find a hotel in Manhattan for $100, and that was before I even got good at it. And then I realised that if you stay for more than a month in places, you don't pay room tax. I got good at blagging stuff. You know?
You got good at... I think you were probably always good at blagging stuff.
I refined my blagging skills. They were already a rough diamond, but I polished them up.
How do you find... like, because in the US, the word blag does not exist. I've been trying to train people in the US about what blagging is. Have you done that?
Yeah, my American publisher had no idea what blagging was, and I had to explain to them. And I don't know what I called it in the book, but I had to find new words. There were two words I had to take out of the American publication. They're not what you think. One of them is twat, because I had changed to dick because they understood that, which is kind of weird and ironic, but somehow fitting. And the other was blag, because they had no idea what that was. So in the end, I actually...
You should have put it in there and teach them that word.
That's what I did.
I'm trying.
That's what I actually end up doing. I did do the twat to dick swap, but I didn't...
That's how we met. Not in real life.
No. Sorry, I take that back. No, but I did... wow, I love audio boo. But I did leave in blag, and I did explain what it meant. Unfortunately, there was a conversation quite early on in the book where somebody asked me what it meant in a bar in LA, and I had an excuse to explain it to them. So for the rest of the book, it's in there. But yeah, so that's it. That's me. That's the book.
Are you still living in hotels?
Yes. Yes, I am. And I will be forever.
And are you enjoying it slightly more than the Evening Standard photograph today would have us believe?
I look sad. It says, like, this man lives in hotels, and the picture was like...
I wanted to pat you on the head and go, is it okay? It's all right, Paul, it's okay. You've got friends.
The picture was like... I know, right? Still, until they read the book.
Well, yeah, that's true. I haven't read it yet.
The picture was like, oh, I live in hotels. Yeah, it was really sad. No, but in London, actually, all London hotels are shit, so I probably was feeling quite sad.
But generally, it's all good.
It's all brilliant. Everything. I've just spent an hour writing my name in my own book. How could life be any better than this? And I signed two sets of breasts as well, yes.
Well, on that note, I will say thank you very much.
Living the dream, Kate.